Welcome to the Ganja John Show. We have a lot of guests in the studio today. Adam Hand from Handmade Apparel, Coleco, Radical Russ. And don't forget Cannabis Cure UK. We'll be back right after DJ Slim does his thing.
High in the evening, high all damn day long. You don't understand, cause I got the bomb. I ain't talking about the brown shit, talking about them nuggets with the colored hairs around it. You know who I be, Mr. Puff Pass Immaculate. Always smoke the bomb weed, make people wanna ask for it. No, I'm not distributing, I'm just a smoker. Sit back, pack my bowl, then I watch the white smoke roll up. I tried drinking beers and taking shots from a fifth, but I tell you right now, getting high is the shit. I ain't never killed no one or brought harm to anybody, except a few restaurants ended up dearly departed. I'm not the hottest MC, but I am sure the highest. And when it comes to smoking and rapping, I won't retire. If you wanna get high, come hang with me. America's most weeded, I stay high constantly.
Show. Hi, everybody.
What's up, John?
Hi.
Hey, hey.
Aloha.
Everybody's here. I'm so excited. This is exciting, folks.
It is exciting. I'm in a different country with some friends.
So let's.
You're not here.
First, we'll introduce everybody. Russ is here. Russ usually isn't here for the Ganja John.
Howdy.
And Adam is here from Handmade Apparel.
Hello.
With some new product that Russ is sporting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Cannabis Cure is here. And Coleco's here.
Hello.
So, hi, everybody. What the hell are we going to talk about? We didn't talk about before the show anything that we were going to do. I do notice that Kier is wearing my hat over here, or he's wearing my logo, and I don't even have one of those hats. That's pretty slick, my friend.
That's like a Hunter Orange thing going there.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Blaze. Grower hat, my friend. Blaze Orange. Blaze. Yes, that's the grower hat, so we can identify each other.
So you don't get shot by farmers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's our hunting hat. We need to do one in camo, too.
Or it's a target for the DEA.
There you go, it's a DEA target.
Ganja jump blockhead target.
Yeah. I love how you say ganja. Actually, after the show today, we're gonna record some liners. Well, after the show, we're going to do the Irie Island Hour. For you podcast listeners, you should definitely download that, even though it never gets uploaded to the internet.
You just got to be in the loop.
You got to be in the loop. You got to, if you want to listen to this, it's so exclusive, you can only hear it on the normal network. Sometimes.
certain weeks.
Certain weeks. It works out for us. But, Greg and Adam drove down today and got lost. But it's a short drive. Adam didn't realize Portland was so close. Right.
Yeah. You were up in what, Seattle?
It's just 2 to 6 hours, depending on how many bong rips you hit.
2 to 6 hours. pull in a little bit closer to that mic. What city you live in? I forget.
I live in Cedro Woolley, Washington.
There you go, Russ.
What? Can you spell that?
Cedro Woolley.
You mean you haven't heard of it?
That's like 147 points in Scrabble.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So you guys drove up to Canada. Tell us about this. I need to hear the rest
well,
of the story.
Well, I was in the Bay. I was in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and I needed to get out of the country and go and see the Queen, you know, in Canada.
Yeah.
And
what, you wanted to get out of the country or had to get out of the country?
I had to go to Canada. And this is some date in my passport that was like running out or something. So I went up to the border. We drove up there, had a nice time at the whatever it was called, the Peace Park and the Peace Arch, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nice little gardens. We were like, we're in Canada. Now we're not. We're in Canada. Now we're not. And I walked up to the border, you know, followed the red brick road up to the Canadian bloody sign, and gave them my passport. They started asking me the usual questions of like, how much money do you have? And I was like, none. Next. And yeah, so they go through all the questions and everything, and then they tell me to go and sit down, take my cell phones off me, and I'm thinking, all right, here we go again, because I got held for like 3 hours when I came into the country originally.
Yeah.
And so it was like 5 or 10 minutes. They just called me up, went over there, and they said, today you're not going to be coming to Canada.
Today you're not going to come to Canada.
You need to hit these sort of. They gave me a list of guidelines that I need, a criteria that I need to have to come into Canada.
I need to know, how much money do you need to get into Canada? What's the criteria?
Enough to get out.
Enough to get out.
And you need a plane ticket to go back to the UK, or a visa. Wow. That's valid to come back into the US, apparently.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I was thinking when you were telling me that you were going to go, like, they're not going to let him back in.
Yeah, that
like
was
you're going to have to jump the fence somewhere. That was the plan.
Which is possible.
That was the plan.
We did.
Did you?
While we were in Peace Arch Park, we accidentally crossed into a Canadian neighborhood. There was an old lady said hello.
She said, hello, eh?
No one cares.
Wow. So I guess I don't need a passport to get into Canada.
Not unless you need a stamp on your passport.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Yeah, that's, so they sent me back to the U.S. border, which was like fucking 200 yards down the road.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just and, said walk.
And yeah, they said you need to go and check back in with them. So I went back into there, like, even though I hadn't left the country.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they said, well, as long as you were here, well, if you were here after, you know, 12:01, you're not welcome.
So you're illegal after tonight. After yesterday.
What's
night.
The date?
What's the date? Don't worry about it. It happens all the time.
Oh, I'm Mexican now. I'm Jorge Rodriguez.
You people are the ones keeping the wheels moving in this country. But yeah, welcome, man. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're not kicked out. I'm not calling INS right now to tell them where Russ's house is. I am dialing numbers, but it's not INS. I swear to God. But yeah, we just got back from San Francisco, what, like a month ago?
Is it a month now?
And
the 20th, isn't it?
Yeah, and I never uploaded the last show we did. So people on the podcast might not have heard it, but we recently found it again. It's on your computer, right?
Yep. We've got the raw audio. We just need to chop it up.
Just need to chop it up. I screwed up and I saved them on Russ's computer, but not into the Dropbox. So if you're downloading this episode, you're probably downloading the episode before it, too, and hearing all of our travels down to San Francisco. Kier was there. Mm-hmm. I personally, with my own eye, got to watch him finagle his way into another Sheldon Black bong, which is what's loaded right next to
him. Wow, what an incredible...
This is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Got the John Cam.
Yeah, can you tell us more about this?
That is the larger mini bubbler.
Yeah.
It's got a 5-stem down piece in there.
Mm-hmm.
With the... I think it's an 18-inch joint for the flower bowl.
Yeah.
It's got a nice, long... neck cools it down, gives you an ultimately cool.
Yeah, it's got a ridiculously long neck.
Yeah, little bend in there that cools it down a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, it just cools it down. we talked to Rich from Sheldon Black, Richard from Sheldon Black, when we were down there. You guys can listen to the interview on Normal Show Live. And check it out. I think last Monday's episode is where we played it.
Like,
so yeah, check that out. I had a really good time down there. I wish Adam needs to go next time. Adam went to the Normal conference, but now that you know, you only have to drive 4 hours to get in my car to go somewhere else. Are you going to go to more events?
I'm purely recreational kind of fella. I'm not really welcome to those events, I don't believe.
Oh yeah, you're totally welcome. There were many people who were there who were not California medical card. I have my medical card in Canada, though.
California.
Whatever.
Canada. They let you in, though.
So you've been touring. It's like Colorado, California, Oregon, Washington.
Not Canada.
Not Canada. Not Canada.
So you've been in the four of the major medical states. So differences, thoughts about the differences?
I knew more about California than any of them.
Yeah.
And I think I know the least about it now.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, I don't know much about the Washington thing and Oregon as much per se, but in terms of what I thought I knew about California, there's
totally
a whole
different
lot going on there, and it is confusing as hell. There's some really cool regulation and some really people doing some really good things down there that is, you know, exactly what you want to be seeing. And then there's the side that is just like backdoor street dealing, you know, whatever. You know, it might as well not be regulated. The kind of regulation in some areas is more damaging than not. And like, I went to Denver not knowing anything about it. I knew what I knew from obviously listening to the John Doe radio show, but I didn't know it like I'd looked into California, because California is, you know, was my dream since I was little, sort of kind of thing. Without even realizing it, you know, not just for the weed, but there's a lot of things in my life that, you know, are sort of California based that I realized when I was going there. I was like, you know,
it's the center of the universe, you know. Well, at least people from there think that.
But, you know, and it's so bloody huge.
It's a small country.
They're different, you know. It's three countries, mate.
it's totally different going from like the Bay Area to Northern California to Southern California. They're all really different, and the community is really different, but fuck all that. We want to know who's got the best weed. Well, okay, wait. He's only been in Oregon for a few minutes. Just preface it with that.
What's the Oregon weed?
We smoked California buds.
Yeah, we are smoking California buds. Thanks to Stone Kidneys in the chat room.
Banana Kush right there.
Banana Kush, it sucks. It's terrible. It's the worst weed ever.
Oh, dude, that stuff has been calming me down. Seriously, as I've got healthier, I've been getting a little bit higher when I've been smoking. Seriously, it's like the crack's been kind of paved over, and I'm almost a healthy person now. I've had two fucking skillet hits this morning, and I was just like, in the car journey over, I was just like, oh, that was too much sativa, I need to get out and run around.
Yeah.
I had to go and smoke some banana kush, you know, to calm me down. It's like, that's much better now.
Yeah. You know what I like about the term skillet hits is it sounds like a cartoon thing.
Sound
effect.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
but we've been doing a lot. We're going to do more skillet hits tonight.
Yeah,
we're going to figure out a way to get some oil in our hands before the night's over.
Yeah, we need to really oil that Sheldon up.
I've
got a video. I went down to the factory with Stone Kidney and saw the pieces being made.
Really?
Oh man, it was like we were like kids in a candy store.
Yeah.
You know, it was like stoners in a bong shop.
Yeah. between awesome. Sheldon Black and Hitman Glass, they both want me to come down and check it out, so.
Yeah. I did both of it, so yeah. I went down and saw the Hit, well, I went down to the Hit Mansion with Doug. It was pretty cool.
Doug's a cool dude. Doug showed me some of the best times I had in Denver. And in California.
Yeah,
too.
I'll say I didn't meet him in Denver. Did you meet him at the High Times Club? Yeah. But yeah, I'll say we hit that piece in at the. Did you hit the Sovereignty?
Oh, the Borch? Oh yeah, I hit it. We went up to the first night, Saturday night, we went up to the High Times Loft, and
so when Danny snuck into your trunk.
Yeah, Danny got into the trunk of my car. And
putting Danny Danko in the trunk.
Actually, this is how it happened. You know Jesse and James, right?
Jesse James.
They had their car, and they're growers up here in Oregon. You guys probably met them. You've met them, I know for sure.
This is not being smoked right now.
No, it's not. I'm talking. I'm sorry. But yeah, they had a sedan, and Danny said he wanted to get in the back of in the trunk of a car, and they had like a Toyota Corolla, and you know my car, the Subaru, has a. I said you can sit up in the trunk of my car, because he refused to ride in a seat. He just refused, plainly and simply. He was drunk
for alcoholic reasons.
Yeah, so he insisted on very. He said that when he first started riding for High Times, he would ride to most of the grows in the back of a trunk of a car, like a sedan, with it closed. And so he said, "I'm used to it. I don't care. I don't mind." And so there's a picture.
He's getting
on
off on the carbon monoxide.
Huh? Maybe. But there is a photo of Danny Danko of High Times and of Free the Flower in the back of my Subaru.
Speaking of Free the Flower, we got a note from him. They're still putting together the infrastructure for their show, but should be coming up soon.
Excellent. If you need an audio engineer, Ganja John is available. Yeah, that's right. I'll do it right in front of his boss.
Yeah. You go, boy. You go.
No. I think Portland's home base. I love it here too much. And we got Russ and I can't talk about it on the air, but we got an interesting offer today. As to he's got it now.
Interesting.
It's very interesting, but we'll see what happens. So what are your plans next, Greg? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go?
Plans?
Just fly. I like this guy. He just flies by the seat of his pants. Gotcha. It's absolutely amazing.
I was locked up in my bedroom for a long time. Yeah. I was ill. I just needed to get out of my box, and I'm learning a hell of a lot along the way. I'm making mistakes. I'm fucking up left, right, and center for sure.
Yeah, we were talking about before the show. You're looking a lot better. Mm-hmm. It's the shitty American food. It's
food.
Yeah, it's meant to regulate your body, but no, you look a lot better, man.
I am. I weighed myself for the first time since I've been here the other day, and I was 133 pounds.
Wow.
That's pretty good for me. Yeah. I hover over the 100 mark at some bad times.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Awesome, man. I
lost 21 pounds in 21 days leading up to this trip. Like, I was smoking. I had about half an ounce of swag to last me a month. It was, and I smoke an ounce a week, and it was so I was doing bad.
Yeah,
and I got over here like within a few days of Denver. I was climbing up mountains at Colorado Springs.
It's just crazy.
Always in the UK tabloids going off about the deadly dangerous skunk, right?
See, I could 30,000 people die a year.
Yeah, 30,000. And so, like, skunk that you get there in Britain versus what you've gotten out here. If we get our stuff over there, are they just going to freak out?
Here's what skunk cannabis is. They've changed it from high THC to really low CBD. They've actually changed the sort of, without officially doing
it. The definition, right.
Here's how it went down. An undercover reporter for the BBC or some paper went through and bought 8 samples of cannabis from my county, from West Sussex.
Okay.
And he got them tested in the lab, and the results came back. They tested it for THC and CBD. 4% THC. 0.2% CBD, and it was like the THC was like 4%, 6%, 3%, 2%, 7%, 11%, 6%, and they're saying skunk cannabis attacking UK everywhere, blah blah blah, and I'm like, really? And the CBD levels are higher than some of the fucking medical strains over here in California.
Yeah.
But yeah. They're calling it skunk cannabis, and they're saying this is dangerous, and I was like, 11%, now you're getting into medical territory. Then you're getting into skunk territory. Yeah. You can't tell me you've got a 3% THC and you're calling it skunk cannabis. This is dangerous for the children because they've heard what CBD is and it's antipsychotic and they've got the impression that, oh right, so if it's got less of that in, that makes it dangerous.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So that's why that you and I, and I think Russ has smoked Tange before.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's tested at like 20% THC and almost zero CBD, 0.1.
Okay, here's the thing
about, and it's never made me see
anything.
Here's
the thing about Tange for me. Skunky. I think it tastes brilliant. Yeah. I didn't get any kind of high off it.
Really?
But I didn't feel bad, and my body felt pretty good, so I assumed that it probably did something really good medicinally for me. If I don't get high, I assume that it's good for my body, because that's where it must be going.
It had to go somewhere.
Yeah, if it's claimed to be that good, and it doesn't get me high, it must be, all right, this is a good medical strain for me.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome, though. I mean, I kind of felt the same way. But, we were mostly smoking the oil from it, and that just tore me apart. you can't survive it.
I think I only had a couple of Tange dabs.
Yeah. So. But to get back to the, you were talking about the sovereignty piece. The sovereignty piece was the titanium nail bong that has a blown-in torch.
Yeah.
A glass butane torch.
The Steve Bates torch.
Yeah,
built
yeah.
Into
Steve
it, yeah.
Bates, glass master. And also engaged to Klazina. Our friend Klazina, Russ.
Klazina. How you doing, girl?
Whose birthday was yesterday?
Yeah, happy whose birthday was yesterday. Yeah, and Katie Jane the day before that. Another stoner mistress of the show. But anyway. the bond.
My wife's in the room.
but yeah, I mean, it has the torch blown into it, and light. You basically you can light it and walk away.
Yeah, basically, like we're standing there in the mansion. He's just like, he hits a piece up. He's getting on with his kitchen stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ready now. I'll turn it off. I'll take
exactly.
a dab. And,
exactly.
And the way he was doing it, wasn't even taking dabs. He was just like taking like balls of wax and
right.
just dropping
oh,
them on
I know.
The nail.
I know.
And it was just like, you've seen it. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
But the thing
yeah.
about the Hitman piece, it clears in the same time no matter how big a dab you take.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like it's bubbling when you hit it either. Did you notice that?
Yes. Yeah,
it doesn't
kind of yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's no vibration in it, and like when a bong when you pull on it, you're supposed to get that vibration, but it's like it feels weird.
It's almost
at
like
first.
A vacuum go. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's like just a shotgun.
Stone Kidney knows all about.
Yeah,
the,
I heard
the vacuum dab. Look at him there.
Yeah.
He got Doug. He had the second hit on this, the fourth ever Borch, and so Doug took a hit, and he was like. Yep, I'm pleased with that, and it gives Adam Stone Kidney one, and we're like, let's not make it too big now. He fucking drops the biggest dab I've ever seen. It wasn't a dab, it was a cluster of earwax.
Yeah.
It was, this thing, it was dangerous, and you just, immediate sweat broke out. I was like, oh no.
A prehistoric bug entombed in it. It was so.
Yeah,
big.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no,
John
it was like a beetle. It was just a dung beetle. Just dropped it in there and it was absolutely smashed him. And Stone Kidney's diabetic. And I think it was headband, and that doesn't agree with him anyway. And it just, his blood sugar went up from like, whatever, 120, whatever it was meant to be, to like 289 in seconds. And it, he was like, I'm out.
Yeah. I heard he had to lay down for a few hours after that.
I went up and checked on him a few times. He, sweated it out and got rid of it. But I don't think that's medically possible to do what he
overdose?
Did. The cannabis was pretty... he brought his blood sugar down. I don't even think he turned his insulin on or whatever he was meant
to
do.
That's crazy.
He didn't die.
When I was up at the High Times Loft, he made me take it. I think it was 6 or 8. It's fuzzy, believe it or not.
it was
like 6 or 8 hits of that. And he was like, take it. I'm like, that's not a dab, bro. That's a spoonful. And it's just like, taking 1 gram dabs. And then, I'd blow it out, and he's like, that one didn't make you cough. You ready for another one?
Did he do that
to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just
exactly
like, come on, let's do another one.
He's like, that one didn't get you quite yet. I felt like I had to cough kind of. One's real. I'm too fucked up to do this
He actually made me take 4 hits in a row until I coughed. And the fourth hit, I started coughing before the smoke even got out of my lungs. And he goes, "Oh God, you coughed before it came out." And he goes, "You're in trouble." And I turned around and I thought, "I'm gonna hit the floor. I'm gonna do it. They won't be able to call me Ganja John anymore."
Well, it's like, you know, we were just watching that Sam Kinison, some old Sam Kinison stuff off Netflix, and he tells that story of how, you know, he goes to the party and they're doing the lines of cocaine. They're like, "My name's Lines for Wayne." He goes, yeah. "Oh, it's Sam Kinison."
Exactly.
And then you're like, "Well, you know, I got to keep up the image."
And he did that too. He did. I'll explain this to the people listening on the podcast. He did that fist into the open hand thing. He goes, "You're Ganja John." Slap. Yeah. Let's do this. And that was the highest I've ever been in my entire life. And I don't know if Danny told you about that place, but it was like 500 or 600 steps to get up to it.
Yeah, I heard you guys say it was like the mission to get up.
It was a goddamn mountain.
It was coming down. Like, you go up there, and that's it. Yeah. You are up there.
When I came down those stairs, the only thing that got me to the bottom was gravity and momentum. That was it. There was no body control. My brother stood in front of me the whole time. He's like, "You look like you're gonna just tumble down that hole, motherfucker." And I'm just like, "Yeah, I might."
We had a pretty stony night that I think that same night. Was it the night after?
We
smoked so much with Roller J and Knockout Purps.
Yeah,
I was in your room, Russ. I got pretty high in that night.
NorCal Perps can dab, man.
He is a master of the dabbing. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I wouldn't say he's a master. I'd say Doug from Hitman's the master, but
they're not dabs.
I don't know. It does actually look. He makes that joke, the John Hammond from Jurassic Park joke, a lot actually, because it does. It looks like it's just these ridiculous orbs of THC that he drops into his magical chalice. And
it gets irie.
It gets very irie. But yeah, if you guys want to check out that Borch, you can only buy it at a glass gallery in Long Beach, so good fucking luck. But yeah, I'm actually hoping to get one of those Borches, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send
They got their pieces on Aqualabs. They've got the actual torch pieces on there as well. So.
Aqualab quit carrying the torches.
Have they?
Yeah, I can't find them on there.
I saw the pieces on there the other day, but
did you? I think that was just yesterday or something. But yeah, it was the glass torches you can get from Aqualab Technologies. But you guys should definitely check out hitmanglass.com. And I'm hoping to pick them up as a sponsor for the show. That's not why I'm talking about them. It's just because they have awesome glass. I mean, that was seriously the best piece I've ever hit in my entire life.
There is something to it. There's a smoothness. And like I say, it clears in exactly the same amount of time, no matter dab you take, and it's almost the same smoothness. All right, you're going to get... Your lungs are going to get busted from the size of the dab you take, and you're going to cough, but that's going to be nothing to do with
It doesn't matter how big of a hit you take. I don't know how the guy even designed it. It looks like a freaking Boeing engineer designed it. It's amazing.
There's the same pieces without the torch, you know, built in, so you can have the flower bone, you can just get the nail. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, you totally can, but I go big or go home.
Yeah, you're great. Ganja John.
But the Hitman piece, I was really hoping to get the turbine for my birthday, but it didn't happen. My wife didn't come through. No, I'm kidding. I love you. She got me an awesome Thor statue I can't smoke out of. But
it is a statue of Thor.
It is a statue, the God of Thunder, yes. No less. So. But
you did just have an amazing Captain America themed birthday party.
I did have a Captain America themed birthday party this week with a Captain America meat cake. Did you get to check that?
I didn't get to see the meat cake. I took off before the meat cake was presented.
When the meat cake came out, it looked like Captain America's shield. It was pretty fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we had a good time. 26 years old, still have a 6-year-old birthday party.
Dude, Ganja wife does it up big, man.
I know, and I it's not like I ask for these things.
No.
It's just she just knows. She knows that she wants me to feel like a child.
Red, white, and balloons everywhere. Red, white, and blue.
We got that July 4 shit cheap, I guess. She was like, "I'm sorry it wasn't more Captain America themed. It was more just patriotic." I'm like, "Whatever, let's take bong hits." And yeah, Ganja Wife's been vaping out. You guys can get high with Ganja Wife tonight.
Did you guys hear that Purple Urkel from the Cannabis?
Yeah, we had Matt Price from Cannabis on Normal Show Live today. That was a treat. He's a cool dude. He's really been hooking us up lately and hooking up the show. You guys are hitting that Shoulder Black like nobody's business. You have been on a Cannabis tour, Greg. Really?
I'm kind of secure on the U.S. tour.
You're the only person.
Been there, done that. You can buy the t-shirt.
You can,
please.
We should show off the t-shirt.
I won't be traveling around if you don't. So, if you want to come and smoke with me, I've got the buds. You buy the shirt.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, I don't remember what the hell I was going to talk about.
We thought about
tour dates.
You can see the Cannabis Cure shirt.
Let me get out of the way.
Yeah, you can check this
I'm
out.
Sorry, I was looking at this on Cure's Facebook earlier today during the show, and I was just amazed by it. I love this this pattern. Yeah, I have to get one of these shirts.
For you guys on the podcast, you can't see it. It's a lion with a. I can't explain it. Just go to handmadeapparel.biz and check it out. Adam.
Yes.
Tell us what you have to offer on the Gone to John front as far as things at Handmade Apparel. Oh yeah, he's pulling off the Ganja John hat. We got the new Blaze Orange Ganja John hat.
The Blaze, yeah.
Let me put it on. I'm wearing my sweet Weed Maps hat, but
we've got that posted up on the website right now. It's small. I don't know. If it's right for your head, dude.
What are you talking about? It's small. Isn't it small?
It's a smaller size.
I kind of like it actually.
That's why it's left.
No, I like it.
Yeah,
you're
the bigger one
back.
Sold
so
instantly.
This is my hat now.
Did it?
From the chat.
John Parr
got one, and then some random guy who's just like, "Hey, I like that hat."
That's awesome, dude.
But we got that up on the Ganja John page, and we've got the sweatshirt, the zip-up.
Yeah, zip-up with the French Terry hoodie.
With the flock.
It's with the flocking. I forgot to tell you, both of my Ganja John hoodies got stolen.
Those of you watching on the webcam, by the way, we've got the Ganja John show.
Yeah, you can go.
There's the page.
Yeah, you can get the... go to handmadeapparel.biz, and there's some new stuff that's coming out soon that Russ is wearing, obviously, the new Normal Show Live shirts.
That page is actually up. I mean...
It is up.
I don't know.
You can buy them. Can you buy them?
Yeah, that's up to Russ.
Russ, can we buy them?
Ganja John show? Absolutely.
No, the Normal Show Live shirts.
People want Normal Show Live. These NSLs?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Buy Normal... What's the website address?
It is normalshops.blogspot.com,
right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And, or there's a link from handmadeapparel.biz to make it easy.
Yeah, go to handmadeapparel.biz. Don't buy John Doe Radio gear.
Hold.
You know what the funny part is he says nothing but nice things about me on his show, and then I get to talk about him on my show, and I just talk shit. I love you, Tim. I'm joking. Buy a John Doe Radio hoodie. I might buy a John Doe Radio hoodie. We need to get a
John Doe Radio.
Yeah, a John Doe Radio. Exactly. We need to do a mashup. That's fucking genius. We can do a mashup hoodie, an internet cannabis community hoodie with all of our logos on it.
A mess.
have you seen that new the new film by the guy who did the Super Size Me? He's got all the logos.
Yeah.
Playing NASCAR.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. Exactly.
Normal Network. Sure.
That's actually genius. We need NASCAR style jackets with all of our logos on it, with a big Normal logo, like they own the team.
It's the Normal team,
and the Normal race car can be the Dallas Fort Worth police car.
Oh yeah, the 420 car. Did you see that?
I've seen the car.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Find that
420 car. You guys got to check that out. It's a former Dallas police car. And they turned it into the Truthmobile. It's absolutely awesome. Russ is trying to find a picture of it for you live listeners. God, what else do we need to talk about?
I got break music if you need to chill for a sec.
Oh, you got break music?
Yeah,
I got break music, too.
Then do what you got.
Well, let's do my break music, then your break music.
I had Cottonmouth Kings ready.
Oh, you got... Okay.
Off Sunrise.
Oh, the new Cottonmouth... Yeah, we need to talk about this. We had Daddy X on the show Friday. We had Daddy X on Friday. we had Daddy X on the show on Monday, but the interview will air on Friday. So if you're listening, you should check out stash.normal.org, check out Friday's episode, and listen to Daddy X. This is their new album, The Sunrise Sessions, which dropped on yesterday, and this is one of the new tunes. Which tune is it,
Stoned
Russ?
Silly.
Stoned Silly.
aim for. Dominate the motherfucking rap game with a big run and a fat bag, killing everything I aim for. Sacking my pants and digging everything about a smoke session. Really wanna rip another, but I gotta roll one. Somebody help me, guess I gotta pull one. Run da dun 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 dun. That be the sound of my engines, they hum. Come and get some, stone down, living the game, so silly, y'all. Smoking, I'm bringing it down. Pass it to me, I'm shining my crown. Smelling the bomb, hitting the boom. Pass it around, staking the room. Smoking a bitch, drinking a bitch. Packing a shit, smoking a rip. Making them laugh for Cali jokes. My favorite grip is holding my rope. I'm packing a crumb, thinking in my song. Snapping a smash, holding my ball. I'm making them laugh, I'm making them cry. Making them bounce, go outside. This is a shit, I'm making them bang. Motherfucker, you know who it is. Yeah, they call me D-Loke. I'm from the Cottonmouth Kings.
Cottonmouth Kings. Ain't nobody smashing like we do. Smoke these fools.
So you think you can smoke with the big dogs? Piss in the high grass, jump with the leapfrogs. Sharp laws, with lumberjacks without saws. Stepped in the octagon with G-strings and glass jaws. Silly rabbit, tricks off a street corners, hiding from vice squads. Kings are the warlords. Overseers of granddaddy push balls, more test glass balls, mopping and freedom songs.
Roulette, smoke it, let's all get stoned silly. Perfect, perfect, we came to burn it down. Kick it, crack it, let's all get stoned silly.
Like half baked and how high. Walked into the party, I ain't got no ice on, but I got the best weed you seen in your life, dawg. One hit and you might fall. I'm right in my life, y'all. And critics talking shit like this a gimmick. Fuck all of y'all.
This ain't a club song, I'm shaking and dancing. This ain't a love song, I'm singing and romancing. This ain't a pop song about your favorite fashion. We here to smoke a blunt, this is the hot box anthem.
Hop into my hot box, aka my office, I got it. It's Mr. Garco to bait the grow in these pounds of purple chronic. When I get up on it, most people call me the Greetham Doctor. Living in the tent with my 12
mortgage watching for helicopters. I broke you off something kind of proper when I go get weighed. I'm watching out for crooked coppers in my golden state. I can't stop a Mary Jane that's out on another date. I'll just wait till my harvest and I'll be pulling some grapes. Not the ones from Napa, but believe they keep on coming after this rapper because they know I'm a fucking disaster when I bring that Master Kush straight off the plant stocks. I like to welcome everybody to this hot box.
Pull up the window, we'll be talking on the blunt. Pull up the window, turn the music up and pump. Pull up the window, we'll be talking on the blunt. Pull up the window, turn the music up and pump.
You ready to burn?
Yep.
Okay, cool. We'll blaze up every molecule. Well, I got a few. Will it make you feel like gravity's on top of
fuck
you?
Yeah.
I got it. Hit it up in the spare tire to get you high. When I got that lighter,
I got some fire.
Let's do it quick and be inspired.
Show, man, I was born to roll just like it was Master Ace.
So what you talking about, Suburbans on dubs?
Now I'm talking A straight to the face.
Steak alumni.
I was smoking a grass and weed.
It's almost like asthma to me.
When you have to breathe.
Yeah, cause every time I go to inhale, man, it's like backdraft.
So pack that bowl again, homie, hit it and pass that.
Out the window for show.
For smoking tree.
Getting slow.
Everything turns to I don't know.
I don't wanna quit, so I still roll.
Man, I still blow my motion though.
Let's go and get hot, just like what's up.
Only time I shut the fuck up is every time the windows go up.
So if you hotbox, hit it hard until it hurts.
So I could get to the other side like lesbians trying to convert.
This ain't a club song, shaking and dancing. This ain't a love song, I'm singing and romancing. This ain't a pop song about your favorite fashion. We here to smoke a blunt, this is the hot box anthem.
Pull up the window, we'll be talking on the blunt. Pull up the window, turn the music up and pump. Pull up the window, we'll be talking on the blunt. Pull up the window, turn the music up and pump.
This is Tank Alumni, we manufacture aromatherapy. Multicultural, taking out the TV like a Cherokee. Embellish the desire to smoke. Clouds develop and start taking shape, looking like the Holy Ghost. Don't you break the tack, cough or drop ash on the interior. The hot box, where the shortness of breath don't make you inferior. That's top notch. Marijuana songs, the beats that bounce like girls at hopscotch. Roll of us the size of redwood trees, joints the size of Sasquatch. Inhale steam, let your eyes sink. Worldly spells cast to reveal, reflect the thoughts that I ink. Positive progress towards liberation. Know all your local laws and litigation. The process, blaze your favorite bag without the guilty conscience.
Hey man, got that lighter?
Yeah,
I'ma make this happen. Black alumni style.
I hang with Mary Jane and roll with ounces of bang. More it changes, stay the same. I got a hustler's game. You can catch me in my Chevy grinder, windows rolling up. Cause homie, you got perfect time. I finna roll a blunt. Still bumping gangsta rap. Still screaming, fuck a cop. Look like my car's on fire. When I'm cruising down your block, it's smoky in the inside. The hot box anthem. My weed, it kills your brain like you're smoking Charles Manson. The East, they smoking Phillies. The West, we rolling swishes. Some people packing bong hits up. People joint twists, but me, I smokes it all. I got a PhD, that's a pothead degree. Rap pop, like best believe. I smoke a couple peas, it's just a novice to me. And when it comes to having fire, I'm as hot as can be. I'm smoking like a chief. Notice me, I'm holding cheese. Cause up in Humboldt County, all our money grow on trees.
It's true, people. Money does grow on trees.
Legalize it. Damn it.
And then less money will grow on trees, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, and I'll be happy as well.
That's the thing I hate most about marijuana is how easy the money is.
That's kind of odd. Explain that.
It's odd? Okay. It attracts the wrong kind of people. The kind of people who don't like to work for their money.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? This is why
Wall Street time.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
I try.
You have a sharp wit, my
Coleco
friend.
For Congress.
Yeah, this is why you're gonna go places. Your sharp wit. So my grandmother told me a long time ago. Now look what I'm doing. I'm smoking pot in a basement.
Your wit.
But anyways, the lazy stoner stereotype, you know, is the drug dealer. You know, the guy who doesn't like to work for his money. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think maybe that's the root of it. Maybe, I don't know. I think that the lazy stoner that some people see is gonna be lazy without the stoner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I always think it's interesting how in society we the general social take on the cannabis user, just the small-time cannabis user, is always kind of a laugh-it-off thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the dealer, oh, the evil predatory dealer. It's like the introduction of money into the equation somehow made it evil.
Yeah, and I used to think that too.
Oh yeah, like I'm evolving on that thought too.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's an interesting thing. My perspective on marijuana is so different, like from my parents. My parents' perspective is fucked and just wrong. But then, like, my brother, he's all, hide it. You don't want the police to catch you ever. And I'm like, I started in the OMMP program before I started smoking pot. So it's like, fuck it. Flaunt it. You're smoking. I mean, not flaunt it. Don't flaunt it, kids. public view is not a good thing.
Yeah, not public
when I
view.
Say live it like it's legal, I don't mean go smoke at the, you know, don't go smoke next to the hospital in the smoking section. It's not going to work out for you.
That's what I did when I was in hospital.
Yeah, well,
and do you know what was parked next to it? The police car.
Yeah, it's...
I didn't have the ability to give a fuck. I was dying. I had to crawl out of my hospital bed. They wouldn't give me a chair, so I had to walk sticks, so I hobbled down there, and the closest, farthest I could get away from the building was next to a police car. So
I was just saying, yeah, what are you gonna do if you ain't got fucks to give? I ain't got a single fuck to give, my friend.
What are you gonna do? Take me from the hospital to the police station?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Good job,
fucking IV. Yeah. That's fucking dirt. Well, it's do as I say, not as I do. I'm not saying that I don't go and smoke a joint outside, but I'm Ganja John. You people aren't Ganja John. There's only one Ganja John. But yeah, when I say live it like it's legal, I don't mean to go out and you know, tell everybody you're a pothead. I do, actually. But I mean, I don't mean go out and smoke in public and break the rules and be stupid about it, because nobody wants to get caught. But yeah, my perspective's really different from my brother. He's all worried about our plants getting seen, and I said, we made an effort to build a fence around them, and, you know, if they grow beyond that, big deal, we're legal. But he goes, I don't know. And I understand, you know, it's scary, but... I'm not as scared of getting caught as some people are, but maybe that's just the comfort of having a really good lawyer.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, that's always helpful. But I don't know. It's a different experience. And Roscoe, you have something to say about it? It's a different experience. But what, like, you've smoked in public since you've been here?
Yeah.
It's
San Francisco Pier, in San, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was awesome. That, and I went to the marijuana conference. A couple of months ago, and these conferences in San Francisco, just the business ones,
right,
for marijuana,
right.
Go out and just smoke a bowl with, you know, a load of people in suits,
yeah,
and, you know, police drive past and it's not a big deal. And like you're saying, it's in Seattle, it's the lowest law enforcement priority, that, you know, like, we don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, and I mean, that's so crazy to people. I've been in Seattle with people, or in Portland, people come to visit me, and I'll pull a joint out and smoke it. And it's like, it's not like I'm going to blow it in a cop's face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to hide it, but I'm not real worried about getting caught on the street. We don't have beat cops here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's a different experience. I mean, you can't walk around and smoke a joint in the UK.
No, it can't. Well, I do. But
you do,
I wouldn't in London. I wouldn't go and do it in a city.
Right.
I'd do it in parts of my town.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go, yeah, and blaze through the busiest part, you know.
Yeah. I mean, my experience with it, the funny story I like to tell is I was walking down the street smoking a joint with my wife. And she just goes, what the fuck are you doing? What? Fucking put it away. And we were walking right in front of a police station. And I just laughed, and I said, you should take a picture. This is awesome. She wouldn't, but... But, you know, it's a different fucking experience, I guess. I don't know.
Smoking in public's kind of a... You just need to go at your own pace. It's kind of whatever situation you're in, you know what I mean?
Right,
like, if you're out in the woods, obviously, there's no problem smoking a joint.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're walking across an intersection, you probably don't want to be smoking a joint.
Right, right.
And, I mean, we were talking earlier about smoking before work. I think it's the same thing. It's kind of just knowing what you can and cannot do for your own personal ability, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
Some people can, depending on your job, go to work high.
Yeah.
Other people can't.
And I think you need to know what the penalty is, too, where
right,
you are.
Right, just know...
Yeah, know what you're doing.
Live it like it's legal kind of means know your consequences and then be prepared to act... As if you're completely okay in the fact that,
right,
you know, you feel as if it should be legal.
I go through my head, what's going to happen right now if I smoke a joint in Portland? Well, the cop's going to tell me to put it out probably and step on it, and then he's going to leave. But what's the worst that can happen? He can arrest me. Big deal. I'll get let out. I can pay for bail. I got money. I don't care. But, I mean, most likely what's going to happen, he's going to tell me to put it out. He's going to want to search me. He's going to find weed on me. He's going to give me a ticket. I'm going to go to the judge, and I'm going to tell the judge that I have a medical marijuana card, and it's going to be over.
And they're going to have wasted that money doing that.
Yeah, and they're going to have wasted all that money enforcing the, you know, public viewing law that most people don't even know about. Most cops don't even know about. Yeah. Like, I've been to events where they've, you know, people have shown their medical marijuana card, and they go, okay, go ahead. It's like, really? You know, he's breaking the law, right? Do I have to do your job for you, really?
Oh, in Tacoma, they had that event.
Yeah, the Hemp Fest.
Well, they had the Green Cup afterwards, and cops showed up to the event, and there are people everywhere concerned.
So that's what it was.
Federal.
Really?
Tribal cops showed up, so it was like, whoa, you guys don't even recognize medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And that was convenient location, thinking they might not show up. You're going to get out of the city because Tacoma, the city, wasn't very unfriendly.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, but people were consuming everywhere, doing what they wanted, standing next to the cops as they talked to them, and no one asked about anybody's card, who's really medical. It was just like, what are you doing? What's going on? Can't do this here.
Yeah. So. And that's like, I mean, I've been to some events, too, where, like, I've been in a state where I don't have a card, and I've never worried about it because, meanwhile, this event is always serving alcohol, but I've never worried about having my card because I know a cop's never going to show up. Because everyone's going to be peaceful and fine, and it's not going to be a big deal, you know? I'm really stumbling over my words here.
You're doing great.
You're doing good, buddy.
I haven't noticed.
You can handle it.
You're big now. You had a birthday party recently.
I told my wife I was going to wake up, put on a pair of chinos, start listening to Tom Petty, some Jimmy Buffett, and then I'm going to be an adult now. But it didn't
maybe some
happen.
Jackson Brown.
Yeah, maybe a little Jackson. Hey, I'll dig on a little Jackson Brown
now. Yeah, Jackson Brown. What's up? Yeah.
I don't know about. I always make fun of my dad, and I tell him that he, you know, I'll tell him, I'll get you Tom Petty tickets for your birthday this year, and he goes, "What the fuck? Why do you think I like Tom Petty?" I'm like, you know, old white guys, they love Tom Petty. He hates it, but
there's the Cure in San Francisco, by the way.
Down to Blaze.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's San Francisco.
There's a
up
story
on the
behind this t-shirt here.
Yeah, tell me about the Down to Blaze t-shirts. Well, I wanted one when we were in Denver the first time because everybody had one.
Down to Blaze
that's
is
old now. There's something new.
Down to Blaze is the was the Pink House, the Cherry Co. and the Pearl Co. That's just their t-shirt. Down to Blaze. They've got it's got Denver Medical Marijuana Colorado on the back.
I smoked some of their oil. And it was fantastic.
Is that the Nicotee solventless bubble hash?
That would be the one.
Yep, you can see some pretty cool videos of that on my YouTube channel, Cannabis
Cure TV.
Is that
so?
Yeah.
Have you made some of that solventless yet?
I haven't had the chance to make any of my own. No, but that this getting back to this T-shirt.
Yeah,
it's got Nicotee is solventless hash. His logo is on the back. Extract artists or essential extracts. It's got another one. It's blatantly a fucking pot T-shirt. I've got a pop of button that I shirt that I wear over pretty much everything all the time, and I was going through TSA when Paul Tolkien dropped me off at the airport to come down to California, and they were like, "You're gonna have to take that thing through. You're going through the body scanners." And I was like, "Okay."
Oh wow.
Yeah. So going through, they're like, "Okay, that shirt needs to come off as well." So I've just ripped it open, it's pop of buttons. I forgot that I'm wearing the Down to Blaze t-shirt on underneath. I've ripped it open like Superman, and it's gone, you know, Down to Blaze.
That's me.
And they all just go, whoa, put their hands up and back off. I was oh, fuck. And the oldest guy there from the back stands forward, and he leans forward and goes, winks, go Down to Blaze. And I was just like, okay, calm down, you know. And I was stoned. Paul Tolkien Daily dropped me off at the airport.
Right, yeah. Understood.
And so we smoked like four or five bowls as we're driving up to the airport. He like opens the car door, this plumes of smoke roll out, and everything like that. I was like, get my bag, stumble to the door, you know, get my flight. All this TSA crap makes me miss my flight, so they have to rebook me and put me on another one. And but I'm up there, I've got my shirt on, it's going medical marijuana right across the black, Down to Blaze in the front, and I'm just looking around all these TSA I'm thinking, oh shit. You know, it doesn't matter, this guy like said that, and they, you know, instantly they go through my bags, you know, all my stuff, and I'm like, shit, I've got a cannabis book in there and everything. what can you do?
What are you going to do at this point?
Luckily, they didn't open that cannabis book, because when I did open it on the plane, a load of buds fell out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Must have been rolling on it, huh?
Must have been.
Experience usually leave. Russ and I have left the airport with marijuana before, and our experience is usually it's just in our pocket and we walk right through.
Look, oh jeez, I forgot I had that.
Yeah, basically, you know. And worst case scenario, the worst that ever happened to me, I had a quarter pound in my in my backpack, and they found it, and they said, "Are you a medical marijuana patient, sir?" And I said, yes. And they said, do you have your card and your ID? I said, yes. And I gave them to them. They went and called DHS and to confirm that I had a medical marijuana card, and they let me go.
Beautiful world.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
That's pretty cool.
And, you know, on that note...
Yes.
I think we're going to have to end the show proper with a little George Clinton.
Oh,
he played in San Francisco. It was his birthday the other day. He did a residency at a Yoshi's Club. I really would love to have gone to that.
How many times have you seen George Clinton?
Five
times?
Damn. Not fair. Yeah. I have so much vinyl.
You remember at least three of them? Yeah. That's awesome. Whew.
Three out of five ain't bad.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just a cascade of performers, people wander on stage and join the jam, and others leave, and it just goes on for like 6 hours.
I heard someone like throw that passed a blunt up to him, and he just like got his band to jam for like 25 minutes while he just smoked on this thing, and that, you know, that's just standard George Clinton.
Standard. The story I always tell is the friend I knew that worked one of the Clinton shows that was in the Boise area, actually, talking about George pulling out a baggie, like a little quarter baggie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't weed. It was psilocybin dust off of mushrooms.
Dust?
Yeah, just off the spores. And then he just kind of took a handful and just went right into his face. So,
wow.
There you have it.
I'm George Clinton.
And that dude was on Good Burger.
That dude was on Good Burger. He was. It's true.
Nickelodeon really scored
1998,
that.
Right there. Wiz Coleco, my friends. ColecoForCongress.com. Check out all kinds of stuff. Check out the Stash blog, stash.normal.org. You can hear me every day on Normal Show Live. And don't forget to check out CannabisCureUK.com.
co.uk cannabiscure.co.uk
cannabiscure.co.uk
the cannabiscure UK weekly news podcast, and
that's awesome.
youtube.com/cannabiscuretv for the YouTube and all
and
the,
that's
all
good
the,
stuff
all the adventures that I've been going on around here.
I really dig the video with Big D in the warehouse grows. I didn't even know those existed until I went to Denver. And
Denver
are
running out of warehouse space.
Yeah, they are.
Serious. No, but the my favorite video on there that I've made so far has got to be the Down to Blaze medical marijuana dispensary, Pink House Bloom. They have got some beautiful trees down there. It was awesome. That's where Nicotine makes his hash. Got to see the whole operation from seed popping, picking out their strains, the best phenos, choosing them, helping them, and then you see it all the way through to the dispensary. I've got that video up on my YouTube channel, so you should definitely check it out and subscribe. Follow the journey. It's pretty exciting.
And importantly, check out handmadeapparel.biz to get your Ganja John Show gear,
your
Normal Show
gear.
Live gear, your Cannabis Cure gear, your JDR gear. What else?
Cannabis Carry gear.
Yeah, Cannabis Carry gear, Token Daily. Token Daily's popular. You send those all over the world, don't you?
I send a few around.
Yeah. And remember, folks, live it like it's legal. We'll catch you next week.
An undercover knock with a bark, he took a bite out of crime. Posing as a CNI dog, he bit the blind. The man with the cane made a coat. Sure as the dope boat float, the media goes comatose. Unrelated over-the-counter overdose, now become drug-related. Aided and abetted by a lot of apprehension and indifference. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Take your medicine, cause you're gonna be ill. When I tell you the deal on dope, there's more profit in pretending that we're stopping it than selling it. Selling out, we're in for the shock of a lifetime. Stopping, we might find faces in prime time and faces of yours and mine. Over the counter, under the counter, on the counter, the drugs is not the drugs. They drag you through the mud. It's the money, it ain't funny.
Home Echo has a bank. Drugs are sure to flow. BCCICIA DEAIO.
Crank up the tracks of the traffickers, dragging like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award. For leaning to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his hit of the booty. Never do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. Smell the cargo on the boats and blame the trains and things. He can smell the cargo on the boats and blame the trains and things.